This is the Tempered Fables podcast. My name is Norman T. Chella. Welcome. The Tempered Fables is a podcast of fictional stories that are created, narrated, and hosted by me, Norman. I take the role of a narrator named N.T. Clover, and we, well, me and him, sit by a campfire to tell you a story. The stories range in genres from funny to sad to scary and strange. They're also unserialized, so you don't have to listen to them in order, though that may change over time. In this episode, a scientist tries to bring her wife's hand back to life. The genres are strange fiction, loss, I guess that's a way to categorize it. Some warnings include strangeness, weird thoughts, and crazy talk, monologues, things like that. First-person accounts, but we'll see. If all is well, then shall we? Let's get into character and set up the fire. It was warm. Her hand, that is. That's all I could remember from back then. It was a past life, and she was the only one carried over. I know it's still alive. In some way, she still lives in there. I felt it back then, you know? I felt the hand holding me. She was already dead, but it held on. There was a certain grip on it. Was it my mind playing tricks on me? It doesn't matter now. Today's the day. Today is the day I get my sanity back. Episode 27. Her Hand. Welcome to the Tempered Fables. My name is N.T. Clover. Come. Sit by the fire. Let me tell you a story. She was completely crushed under the weight. There was nothing left of the body. Only her left hand remained and half of her forearm untouched. Strangely enough, it was a clean cut. Easy to pull it off. I don't know why I did that. I couldn't see the rest of her. It could be shock. I could just be numb. I could just be acting crazy, which I am as I ran away holding her detached hand. But immediately, I knew the accident had caused something else. I forgot how she looked like. Her face, her body on mine, her sweet smile that calms me. I forgot about it. All that's left was a limb. Without thinking, I went and took it. I took the hand and ran with a limp. All before help came. I didn't want them to take whatever was left of me. She's out there, somewhere. I know, she's reaching for it. She wants to get back in her body. Trust me, I know. I've done the calculations. I've run through beta tests with other subjects. Mind you, they were living. Whole animals. Rats. Hamsters. Animals that weren't wanted. They lived again. I killed them all. With a scalpel to the back of the neck. Injected the serum. And brought them back to life. It's done. I can do it. I can bring her back. These were the thoughts that circled my mind as I held the syringe in my hand and I'm staring at my lover's hand in the container. It was submerged in bright, green, glowing liquid, healing and maintaining its state. It had been hours. What was stopping me? What is stopping me from going to save the love of my life? Because I care for her that much? Because I love her? No. It's possession, isn't it? the great need for companionship, the absolute relentless desire to not be alone, the desire to find somewhere to belong. No, that's okay. It'll be fine. She'll love being brought back to life. She'll love being able to be with me, right? Still her body, even though she's missing most of it. It's what she wants. Yes, exactly. It's what she wants. So I'll give it to her. There was a twitch. I was staring at it for 12 minutes. Nerves, check. Internal blood flow after reconstruction, check. She's alive? She's alive! No. Whew. All right, let's not get excited. Here comes the real test. It may be just a reaction to the serum, but I've made it to integrate one's consciousness into it. Really tough science. Don't worry about it. Just follow with me. Follow my thoughts. So let's try this. Honey? Can you hear me? Can you try and write something? H-E-L-L-O. It's working. D-E-A-R. The hand is regaining its movement again. It's becoming more animated. It's holding the pen properly now. It worked. It... Why did you bring me back? Why won't you let me rest? Why won't you move on? Why won't you leave me? No. That's not her. That's not what she would say. She said she would love me no matter what. She wouldn't say things like, "Why can't you live for your own?" It's not what she would say, right? That's not what she would say. She wouldn't say that, really. Honey, how could you leave me like this? How could you write such truths? That's not you, right? It's not you. Was it really her? Or was it really me writing all this down? I blinked. And there it was at the desk. Holding her by the wrist. It was rotting on the paper. Pen still held by drooping fingers. The needle was still in my shoulder. I took the hand and threw it into the bin. I sat down and stared at the ceiling above me, the fan spinning. Maybe I should just stop. Maybe I should just give up, right? She's not here anymore. It's okay. Maybe I should join her too. The end of the tale. Until next time, friend, I'll be waiting by the fire. Hey there, Norman here, and thank you for listening to this episode. It's a bit strange to deal with loss and to deal with a partner that is gone. I guess because of recent events, there are certain elements of inspiration that have come up because of those events, and that had compelled me to write this story. I didn't exactly lose anyone in a car crash or anything like that, but I guess it was just the loss of a very intimate relationship. that had compelled me to write this. So, yeah. I guess I went with the mad scientist route. I had the strange sci-fi vibe when it came to this story. Even though it's a very basic story, there's nothing much going on. It's just a mad scientist trying to revive someone very close to them. But, you know, I wanted to explore the potential thoughts that someone would have when they lose someone really, really close to them. You know, even if it's not death, even if it's just by distance or something like that. But to be able to explore that and to be able to cope with such thoughts via this story made me want to publish it in the first place. Like, made me want to release this as an episode, I mean. So it was nice. Very sad and very depressing, but nice. Feels very meditative for me. Feels like I am more at peace with myself. Therefore, I'm comfortable, or that I am more vulnerable with releasing something like this. But later on, after this after this story, I will try my best to be a little bit more optimistic in my stories, because the past few months have been pretty rough. And because of that, a lot of my inspirations had ended in very dark, depressing themes. Let's hope this is the last of them. Or let's hope that I add a little bit more taste into them. But either way, that's pretty much it, really. Oh, right. Another inspiration was the hand from Adam's Family. I forgot the name of the character, but I'll probably put it in the notes or something like that. But yeah, the hand from Adam's Family was a good one. And I was just thinking, if I was going to fall in love with a hand, what would the hand say? Stuff like that. So yeah, I had to emulate a hand writing on paper. And yeah, that's how the story came up. Anyways, thank you for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Tempered Fables is a podcast created, hosted, and written by Norman T. Chella. That's me. For more info on the show, you can check out temperedfables.com. You can also check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well, at Tempered Fables. The following songs were used in this episode from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com through the Creative Commons License 4.0. Heartbreaking and Colorless Aura. Sound effects are obtained from Zapsplat.com. If you like the show, consider subscribing in your favorite podcast listening app, whether it be Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, or the app of your choice. To keep the show alive, you can help me out by giving a starred review on Apple Podcasts as well. It sounds tiring to repeat it over and over again, but I'm genuinely grateful for the fact that you're listening to this. Seeing your support by subscribing and reviewing is an amazing thing as well, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for it.